one of the oldest and biggest computer companies in Silicon Valley, among the biggest in the world, in fact, is splitting up. Here's NPR's Elise Hu to tell us more about Hewlett-Packard.
It's not mentioned with the hot tech company names anymore. Hewlett-Packard isn't Apple, Google, or Facebook. But in many ways, HP put Silicon Valley on the map when it was founded 75 years ago in a Palo Alto garage.
HP was Silicon Valley. That's how Silicon Valley started.
Marco Yancidi is a professor at the Harvard Business School and leads the Tech and Operations Management Unit.
It's one of those sort of, you know, beautiful kind of original Silicon Valley stalwarts that is in some ways winding down or breaking up into individual pieces.
Both will be publicly traded companies with revenues of more than $50 billion annually.
We aim to be two big Fortune 50 companies, but a lot more nimble, a lot more focused. Nimbleness may be the defining characteristic for technology companies over the next couple of years.
That's current HP CEO Meg Whitman. She'll head the new enterprise company, overseeing servers, networking, storage, and the cloud business. HP Inc. gets the company's computing side, notebooks, desktops, and the ubiquitous HP printers.
This has been a very detailed and thoughtful process about how to roll this out to our many, many constituencies. So I feel really good about our plans.
5,000 HP employees will lose their jobs in this move. HP stock shot up 5% on the split-up news. It happens just a week after another Silicon Valley split. Just last Monday, eBay announced its payments arm PayPal would spin off on its own. Harvard Business School's Yancidi.
There is an explosion of connected devices that's changing business models for every sector and every company. And you can see the repercussions of that on all sorts of traditional businesses.
Which means brace for more turbulence ahead.
I think we'll see a lot of uncertainty, a lot of churn over the next couple of years.
And Hewlett-Packard will face that uncertainty as two companies rather than one. Elise Hu, NPR News.